Women, Pioneers of the Islamic Revolution. In the name of God, Salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, today is the seventh day of the 10-day dawn, which marks the period in which the Islamic revolution of the Iranian people triumphed over the oppressive Pahlavi regime and put an end to 2,500 years of tyranny and oppression for good. The Islamic revolution was undoubtedly the most important event in the contemporary world and the 20th century. Whenever the goals and ideals of the Islamic revolution are exposed to threats, women enter the scene of struggles alongside men and prove that the Iranian woman firmly sticks to her covenant with the revolution and the ideals of Imam Khomeini and Ayatollah Khamenei. Women have proved their potentials in various fields beside men. For the past year that coronavirus has spread all over the world, Iranian women have proven their self-sacrifice by rushing to take care and cure patients. Some of them have even delayed their marriage to help the patients. One of the outstanding scenes of selfless efforts was that Fatemeh Mukhbir, daughter of the headquarters for execution of Imam Khomeini's order, volunteered for getting coronavirus jabs. One of the honorable scenes of self-sacrifice and patience was shown by the wife of the prominent nuclear scientist, martyr Dr. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who said that she would continue the path of her husband, although she had been alongside her husband and seen his assassination. Let us move 1 year back. Last year, the U.S. Terrorist Army, upon the direct order of the former President Donald Trump, targeted the champion of fight against terrorism, Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, and killed him and the deputy commander of the Iraqi Popular Mobilization Forces, Abu Mahdi al-Mohandes, together with eight of their companions near Baghdad Airport. The Americans thought that the move could stop the movement of the Islamic Revolution and the resistance axis, but martyr Soleimani's daughters Fatemeh and Zainab stood firmly and announced that they would continue their father's path. Moreover, Zainab took the responsibility of the foundation of Martyr Soleimani's school. Women have undoubtedly played a very important role in the course of the Islamic Revolution. They have shown the culmination of awareness, commitment, steadfastness, and loyalty. These women have participated in cultural, social, political, educational, and economic scenes to help advance the Islamic Revolution. The founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, explained the role of women in the first month after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. In early March 1979, he said, "You women prove that you are in the forefront. You prove that you are ahead of men. Men are inspired by you. Iran's men have been admonished by women and learned lessons from them." The historic role of men and women in defense of their religion and land is originated in the Islamic culture. Although women have been excluded from armed battle in Islam, they can take part in other aspects of struggle. As a matter of fact, the role of women behind the battlefront cannot be ignored. During the eight-year imposed war, too, women participated in various fields to support the combatants. Many of them worked as doctors and nurses, and hundreds of thousands of them were active in cities in logistics and preparations for the fronts. This took place in the era of Prophet of Islam too. Women like Nasibe and Atiyeh participated in many of the battles as nurses and assistants. All Muslim ladies have learnt these lessons of self-sacrifice from Lady Khadija, Lady Fatima, and Lady Zainab, who spent their life to support Islamic values and ideals. Furthermore, they encouraged their men to go to the war theaters. Imam Khomeini said on these women, "This is the light of faith that you ladies are not scared of martyrdom. Our youths and our men and women are ready for martyrdom. Women are builders of human beings. That's why the domineering system has tried its utmost to deprive them of this role through myriads of stratagems. This system has tried to plunge women in sexuality and corruption through exposure of their beauties to paralyze nations." Contrary to the corrupt wishes of the domineering system led by the US, the mothers of martyrs have tried to immortalize their martyrs through keeping the love of God alive among masses. As soon as they heard the news of martyrdom of their sons, they would thank God and appeal to God to accept their sacrifice. Many of these mothers buried their sons themselves. The presence of Muslim ladies in various scenes of the Islamic Revolution has taught the women of other nations and dumbfounded the ill-wishers. A French female reporter wrote in her memoirs of the first year of the revolution, "In Iran, everyone is striving within a great socio-political development to build the structure of an Islamic government. Meanwhile, what is notable more than anything else is the steadfastness and inexhaustibility of women alongside men."